listening.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Right now.
And that's it. The buzzer sounds on a Celtic sweep.
This is a very dicey subject, folks.
I know so many people wanted to see us fail.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And everybody's laying into Ben Simmons. We just don't know what's happening.
Today's guests, Cincinnati cornerback Sauce Gardner, Notre Dame safety Kyle Hamilton, co-host of Good Morning Football Kyle Brandt, plus Ohio State wide receiver Garrett Wilson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. I can confirm that. All sources point to yes. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live from Los Angeles, California, here on NBC Sports on Peacock and NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM Channel 85. We say hello to our terrestrial radio listeners in all of America listening potentially on the Odyssey app. We want to say hello to everybody who downloads this podcast. You are now listening to this show whenever you want. It's your right. Certainly when you get our podcast at the Cumulus Podcast Network. We also say hello to everybody who subscribes to this show on YouTube, which is how you can get anything that you missed. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Again, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Christopher Brockman, good to see you over there, sir.
Hey, Rich, it was really weird. Last night around like 6:30, 6:45, I had the sudden urge to just like pull out a broom and sweep my house.
Well, you know what?
It was really weird.
It's a
very strange feeling.
Good to see you, Mike Del Tufo.
How are you? Rich.
TJ Jefferson, morning. Lighting the candle. Good to see you, sir.
Well, the Sixers are just going to do this to me, aren't they, Rich?
Yes, they are.
just going to do this to me.
Yes, they are. Look, as you know, I'm heading to the NFL draft in Las Vegas, Nevada.
After this show.
No, you're going to stay here. The guest list that Ryan Leaf has got set up over the next 3 days is highly impressive. Kurt Warner calling into this program, and then also Kevin Connolly is going to stop by in studio for you guys.
Sweet.
Get to hang with him.
How about that?
So you guys will be taken care of, and I'll find some time to call into the show.
Well, I would hope so.
I'm tough to book.
Pull yourself away.
Me and Connolly can reminisce about the time my car almost got stolen.
Is that right?
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's top story news. certainly when he shows up here on the show. Look, let's start by pouring one out. Pour one out. All 48 ounces. 24 of those 48 ounces were poured out at the end of the regular season when the Lakers didn't even make the play-in tournament. And the rest of those 24, like you're kind of shaking the bottle to make sure every last drop has been poured out now that the Nets have been swept out of the playoffs without a single playoff victory this year. I know there's people out there that are like, well, wait a minute, Rich, they won a play-in game. Play-in tournament game. That's not a playoff game. Those stats go into some nether region. We don't know where they are. It's not a regular season game. It's not a playoff game. The play-in tournament. It's like the taint of the record book.
Wow.
And I did not see that.
I'm in a mood, folks. I'm in a mood.
Wow.
I'm in a mood.
I don't even have my tea.
I'm in a mood because
let's go.
I'm in a mood. Because I get so disappointed when I see teams that should perform well not perform anywhere close to what they should do. And in this world where things get pushed to the top of your timeline and everything that you see in this world, people talk about negativity and disappointment first. I do want to just say this first. Chris, your Boston Celtics are freaking awesome to watch.
Thank you, my friend.
They are awesome to watch. You're watching a budding superstar in Jason Tatum.
Not budding, Rich.
His incredible wattage, I think, overshadows how terrific Jaylen Brown is in his own right. Marcus Smart, what he has done in terms of, we know he's the defensive player of the year. He had 20 points and 11 assists last night. He is dynamite on the offensive end. And the rest of the group plays as a team. And last year it was like, what the hell is Brad Stevens do handing this off to Ime Udoka? What is going on here? Like, why would he leave the bench and hand us to a first-year head coach? Why would they do that? And what are they going to do? And what they've done is put together a hell of a team, and this is without Time Lord. He hasn't even shown up yet.
I love that nickname.
Great nickname.
And
And he's a Time Lord has arrived when he's healthy. And he's going to come back. And this team's going to get better. And they play defense. And they take you out of what you want to do. And the Nets are a perfect example of that. What the Nets want to do is play a two-man game with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Why not? They're two of the best players on planet Earth. Especially since the rest of the team is kind of meh. Meh. They got Seth Curry. That was good.
Great shooter.
Harden got sent away and Curry's there. And, you know, Brown is
fine.
Right?
No, I Joe mean, Harris is here. Joe was hurt.
Of course.
One of the best shooters.
No, I understand that. And yeah. And Ben Simmons didn't show.
Who?
Right. So I want to give the credit where it is due. The Celtics are a really good team, becoming a terrific team if they haven't already become one. And they are shooting up with a bullet, and they are peaking at the right time. And I hope for your sake, Chris, and everyone else who roots for the Celtics, that their time off watching the rest of the Eastern Conference playoffs get through, that they don't cool off a little bit here. But I trust what they're doing. It's terrific. And you and the rest of the Celtics fan base must already be crowning this team one of their favorite Celtics teams to watch in a long time. And there's been a lot to watch and enjoy.
I think you're right about that.
Like, boy, just watching this team come together. And, you know, you don't expect this after they reshuffled everything. Not their roster, but their command and control structure. So, especially since first half of the season, you're wondering what the hell is going on with the team.
Disaster.
Now they're a team. They're a team to be reckoned with. And I believe they have a shot to win a championship this year. And I didn't think that through the first two-thirds of the season. Mm-hmm. I truly believe. I'm looking around, and you know how I feel about the Warriors and how I feel about their chances. And then you look around the rest of the Western Conference. I don't see a team that's better than the Celtics.
Unfortunately.
And I look at your team, and we'll hit them later on in the program. Let's because they're doing they're making things a little bit hot. But let's talk about the Nets now that I've at least paid the respect to the Celtics, because that's going to be lost
very
amongst
so,
everything today because of how patently disappointing the Nets are, and pouring one out for all those who had Lakers and Nets in the finals. That's what I was pouring one out for. Because there will be a conversation about which team's more disappointing, the team that never made the playoffs, the team that made the playoffs and acted like they didn't make it and they didn't leave a mark there. If a tree falls in the playoff forest, does it make a noise if you're not there to actually be around to see
it? Rich, great poll question. Putting it up right now.
Oh, gosh.
More disappointing season.
There you go. Fine.
Rich, just before you move on to Celtics, to make it even more annoying for you and I and Del Tufo, is Brockman predicted that the Celtics were going to sweep the series.
You know what?
And it just makes me want to vomit.
And you know what? I don't, in retrospect, blame them, because you see the Nets as they are constructed.
They're a disaster.
And you see the Nets, how they played and how they were coached.
Something
how
else.
How they're coached. And I understand that you got to do a two-man game because the way things are going, or you have to pick and roll a lot. You're going right into the jaws of the Celtics defense. They switch defensively, like few others can.
Kind of like what the Heat
did. Oh, the Heat are terrific. I saw how Trae Young had 15 Miami Heat from everybody on the current roster all the way back to Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Anybody who ever played for the Heat switched on to Trae Young.
Glenn Rice.
Okay, Glenn Rice was there. Sure.
Sherman Douglas picked him up at half court.
Yeah, well done.
Ronnie Cicely.
But let's just land on the Nets here. Let's just land on the Nets here for a bit. I just can't abide talent not meeting opportunity. It's so disappointing. It is so disappointing. And this team, we understand what happened. COVID happened to everybody. It's still happening, by the way. And in New York City, the rule was, if you could not find your way to a needle to get vaccinated, and you worked in the city of New York, and you lived in the metropolitan area, You could not work in the city of New York in a public setting. That was the rule. And at least Kyrie Irving, after last night, admitted, finally, that he felt he was letting the team down. This is what he said after the loss last night.
Well, again, I think it was just really heavy emotionally this season. We all felt it. I felt like I was letting the team down at a point where I wasn't able to play. You know, we were trying to exercise every option for me to play, but I never wanted to just be about me. And I think it became a distraction at times. And, you know, as you see, we just had some drastic changes. You know, we lost a franchise player, and we got a franchise player back. But, you know, we didn't get a chance to see him on the floor. And there was no pressure for him either to step on the floor with us either. You know what I mean? Like, Ben's good. We have his back. He's going to be good for next year. But now we just turn the page and look forward to what we're building as a franchise and really get tougher.
You know what? You didn't do everything you could have done. You looked at all the options, except the one you refused to look at. I'm sick and tired of athletes who are saying, you know what, I've done everything I could, from Kirk Cousins to him to, what, Tanner Houck now currently in Boston right now, who's not pitching this week in Toronto because that's the rule. I've done everything I could. No, you didn't. You didn't and you won't. But at least he admitted that he let his team, he's thinking he's letting his team down. So even he knew he didn't do everything possible. Otherwise, why do you feel like you're letting your team down? If you're so in the right, then why do you feel guilty? Unless you have something to feel guilty about and you know that you do. And then, are we sure Ben Simmons is going to be fine for next year? Really? We know that now. Because I thought he was going to be fine for game four. You know who didn't take an epidural? The person who dresses him, that's for sure. And I'll tell you this. I'll say this. If you say, as you're running a team, you say to somebody, you didn't take the shot, you're not playing home games, that's the way it goes, you're not playing road games either, we're taking that stand. And then you reverse that stance in the middle of the season. And then James Harden, you acquire him after he honey buns his way out of Houston. And you acquire him, and then you just go straight past every blinking light and the buyer beware label on him. You go past that one, and then you accede to his wishes to get out. Then why are you so surprised when Ben Simmons says, I'm not playing? If these are the rules in which you set, and then you hire a coach as great as Steve Nash was as a player who's never done it before. But at least they've got Kyrie steering the ship with Kevin Durant, as he pointed out last night as well.
When I say I'm here with Kev, I think that it really entails us, you know, managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean and just our group of family members that we have in our locker room and in our organization, you know. So it's not just about me and Kev. I don't want to make it just about that. We're cornerstones here, but, you know, we have a few other guys that are on contract, and I think we just got to make some moves this offseason, really talk about it, and really be intentional about what we're building and have some fun with it, make it enjoyable, and you know, hopefully we get to start from day one just as a squad and as a family, and we just really worry about us.
You know what? I've always said this in the rare instances it's happened, and I said it over the last few weeks. I miss LeBron in the playoffs. I know you don't, Chris, and I know a lot of people don't, but I miss him in the playoffs. I think the playoffs are less than without him. You know who I'm not going to miss in the playoffs? These Nets. I'm not going to miss Kyrie Irving. He was so much more enjoyable when he was making comedies. My kids love his shoes. They do. They love his shoes. They want his shoes. They love his shoes. And I like his comedies. I thought Uncle Drew was great. And I wanted to meet him and talk to him. Now I just want to tune him out. I am sick and tired of watching him implode teams. He left LeBron. Then he went to Boston and left them. And now he's left the Nets in tatters. He's part of it. As I mentioned, the owners and the people who run this franchise have something to do with it. but I'm sick and tired of hearing a guy who flunks science over and over again from how round this planet is to what the vaccine means. I'm sick and tired of a flunked out science student try and sound like some faux humanities professor. I would want no part of him running my franchise. And if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm trying to get the hell out. I'd say, I'm out. Or get him out of Brooklyn. I know they're tight. I know they would be a terrific two-man game. But not when one man wasn't there. Durant deserves better, in my opinion. He is an all-time great. He is a GOAT in the remaining years of his window of opportunity to win championships. If I'm him, I am calling Golden State saying, how do I get back there? With him, they are dominating the West. We're not talking about when Devin Booker's coming back. We're not talking about how good Luka is. We're not talking about anything but how great the Warriors are and who's going to beat them if he went back there. Over. And that's the way the conversation would have been even with Klay out had he stayed there. My two cents. Adios, Nets. Can't wait to see what the Celtics look like moving on. I like what the Heat look like. The Bucks are obviously getting through this crucible without Chris Middleton. I can't wait to see how the Raptors try and force a Game 7, which would tighten the lid a bit in Philadelphia. Can't wait to see what the Warriors do from here on out. That will be fun. Can the Suns constitute a championship run with Booker getting hurt? What can Luka do now? The Grizzlies and the Timberwolves are an interesting series. Adios, Nets. I will not miss you as the playoff door hits you on the way out. Now then, I'm getting in a better mood. Because Sauce Gardner's about to call him. God, do I want him in Jets green in the worst way. Do you know how good this guy is? I don't know if people understand how good this guy is because you didn't watch too much Cincinnati football. If you watch Cincinnati football, you didn't see a touchdown thrown in this guy because the last touchdown thrown in this guy happened when he was in high school. That's a fact. Kyle Hamilton is an outstanding football player as well. He's calling into the show. We've got Garrett Wilson calling into the show, which means it's Olave and Wilson on back-to-back days. Two guys that do not graduate with gold pants. And also Kyle Brandt, who's calling out the Bills' third-round draft choice in Vegas.
Hey.
I am so nervous for him. Not because I don't think he's going to stick the landing, but those picks get traded. So hopefully he might have a two-night stay in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I always like being around him. And then you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the show. Off and running. Sauce Gardner, bring me the sauce, I have said. And the sauce is about to be brought to me next on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit. Everybody knows this. I don't know if he knows it, but now he will, because I guess he's on hold, getting ready to come here and join the show as part of Old Spice. I want him as a Jet. I want him as a New York Jet, number 4 overall. I just love the way he plays. And by the way, so does every defensive coordinator in the NFL that was talking about him when I was walking into the building for the defensive back workout. That's what everyone was talking about, defensive back workout. They want this guy. Half of them weren't saying his name because they think that the walls have ears at the combine. But I have eyes. And I know what the Jets need. And they need Sauce Gardner. And he's joining me here now on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Old Spice. How you doing, Sauce Gardner?
Man, I'm great. How you doing?
I'm better for talking to you. I'm not lying.
Hey, man, it's a blessing to be here talking to you, man. Big fan.
Let's get to it. Who have you been meeting with at the combine and throughout this entire process, Sauce Gardner?
I can't even remember. That's a great question. Well, throughout this process, I didn't talk to a lot of people. You know, I didn't talk to the Texans. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't talk to the Jets.
Yes.
You know, your favorite team.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I talked to the Giants.
Okay.
I talked to a lot of teams.
Okay. You know, but
yeah, I feel like they pressing, like they like me a lot.
What do you mean they press? What do you mean?
Like they like me a lot. You know, I'm not saying like press. That probably wasn't the right word to use, but they just express how they like me as a player and as a person.
Okay. How did the Jets express that to you, Sauce? Let's get right to
yeah,
it.
It's like they all express it the same way. You know, it's not like recruiting where they have their different ways of trying to get you to come there. You know, they keep it really real with you.
Mm-hmm.
Very genuine guys. You know, all three of those coaching staffs are very genuine. You know, yeah.
Okay, so now
I don't want to say too much, man.
I don't want to look, Sauce. This is all about making sure you wind up a New York Jet. I'm not going to lie. So because this has got to happen, because to me. When you are in a division that has just added Tyreek Hill to it, and there's already Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis, and of course the Patriots have got Devontae Parker now, they need somebody like you to cover them. What are you the type who would say, I'll take those guys, Sauce Gardner?
Most definitely. You know, I don't run away from the good guys, the great guys, I would say. You know, I'm always looking forward to guard the best. You know, go against the best competition. So it's not like one guy that I'm looking forward to guard. I'm looking forward to guarding the best.
Okay. Do you normally travel with people?
I had a senior on the defense with me. So, you know, it's not like I really was traveling because,
right,
you know, he was a senior. He was a great player, you know, but that's not anything I would have a problem with. You know, I've traveled before. I played in the field, in the boundary, in the slot, you know, so I'm familiar with all of those positions and all those spots on the field, you know, so.
Sauce Gardner. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sauce Gardner joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. When was the last time you gave up a touchdown, Sauce?
I can't even remember, Rich. It's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
That's good. That's good that you don't remember the last time you gave up a touchdown. I was told it was in high school. Did you give one up in high school, or was that before even that?
I probably did. You know, I can't remember. Like, I know for sure, like, I never gave up, like, a deep bomb. Cause it probably could have been, like, a little short throw or something like that. But, it wasn't nothing crazy enough for me to remember.
They probably pushed off anyway, right? They probably pushed off.
Yeah, probably.
Probably so. So, when you sent out this tweet, Sauce, about you being the best player in the draft, I'm the best player in the draft, what led you to take to Twitter and put those seven words into the Twitter machine and hit send?
Well, I was in an intense workout, you know, and I believe it was around 5 in the morning when I was working out.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a tweet after that, though, but I just remember who everybody was saying the best player was in the draft, and I'm like, I know they probably sleep right now. I know I'm probably the only one up, you know, grinding, putting this work in, you know, and it was just when I was just in an intense workout, man, and I was just like, man, I'm the best player, you know, I'm putting unseen work and unrequired hours while everybody else is asleep, you know, and yeah, I ended up making that tweet a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. And then you hit send. Why do you think you're the best player in the draft?
Like I said, man, unseen work, unrequired hours. You know, it's easy for me to separate myself from the other guys. Like I said, I'm not a guy that's a cancer to the team. I'm a great teammate, you know, to the guys that's on the team. You know, I'm someone that my teammates want to be around. No, I just feel like I'm a baller, you know, on the field. I'm a sponge, so I can always take advice and information from other guys, even if they're not in the same position as me. You know, and I always dominate, you know, no matter who's in front of me.
What about the spotlight of a city like New York? Would that concern you in any way, shape, or form, Sauce Gardner?
Man, my head is on straight, and nothing that can distract me from my goals and what I want to ultimately achieve. You know, the spotlight, that'd be cool for them to just see me in New York, but it's not nothing that's going to distract me. You know, with income's expectations, you know, on paper, and with all the spotlight, is going to come a lot of expectations too. You know, so with all that spotlight, I'm going to have to make sure I'm balling on the field. You know, I'm being the best teammate I can and doing everything I can so we can win.
What do you mean by best teammate? You say you're not a cancer. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? You know, some guys, you know, can affect their teammates in bad ways, you know, and, you know, you got a lot of guys watching you and seeing the little things that you do. You know, when you're the best teammate and you're not being a cancer, then that's good, you know, being a player-driven program. But when you got guys that can be a cancer to the team, you know, and doing what they're not supposed to do, and there's a lot of people watching them, then that's when other people can start doing the same thing that they see. You know, and that's when teams get to falling apart.
Sauce Gardner, Ahmad Sauce Gardner here on the Rich Eisen Show. Growing up in Detroit, who was the player that you were emulating, who you wanted to be like, Sauce Gardner?
I used to watch Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson was my favorite player. I grew up playing receiver, and I remember he used to have his little YouTube videos like, man, I'm working, what you doing? Like, that's the mindset and mentality I had when I was younger. Like, I used to be talking just like him. And everything, and I was playing receiver. I didn't start playing cornerback till like my junior year, the middle or end of my junior year of high school. And they threw me in the fire against my rival. So, you know, I always play receiver. So that's the guy that I was always watching.
So being thrown in the fire, it's interesting because Luke Fickell told a story when he was on the show a couple weeks ago, Sauce Gardner, about that he and the rest of the staff thought that you were potentially too green, too young to be thrown into a game, and then you were forced in due to circumstances against Central Florida, and you picked one off, and they're like, okay, he can play. That's what he told us. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, I do for sure. I just feel like it's all God. You know, I pray, everything I prayed for, I got it. You know, and I don't take it for granted. Like, I came in high school 5'8", 130 or something like that. I prayed for a growth spurt, got the growth spurt. You know, I was praying that I could, you know, be able to make a change so we can win. When I was in high school, they threw me in there, you know, at corner. You know, got to college, I was 6 foot, I want to say probably 6 foot, 6'1", and I was about 150-something. They had plans on redshirting me, but I was just always making plays in camp. And I was praying, like, God, I'm making plays, this and that. You know, next thing you know, threw me in the fire in UCF game. You know, and even though I wasn't playing as much at first, like in the first couple games, I was always watching a lot of film, you know, outside of being at the school and watching it together with my coach and teammates. You know, so when I caught that pick, we was actually in cover three, but, you know, I had a whole bunch of film study that I was watching by myself and knew, like, if I'm bailing and playing off, they're going to sit it down. You know, so I trusted my gut. You know, I was young, so I had room to make mistakes. That's how the coaches felt, but I never wanted to make mistakes. I just wanted to play fast. So, you know, I prepared a lot. You know, and I trusted my gut and went and made a play.
Yeah, Coach Fickell and Marcus Freeman, now at Notre Dame, both told me separately that they, when they met you, refused to call you Sauce. They said, I'm going to call you Ahmad. And then they wound up calling you Sauce. It's funny how that works out, huh, Sauce?
Yeah, man. Coach Fick, he still don't call me Sauce. He said he'll do it when I get drafted.
No, I really don't. So like, Thursday night, you're going to call him Thursday night? You're going to call him Thursday night and say?
Actually, he's going to be here on Thursday night.
Okay.
So best believe after I hear my name called, I'm going to be looking forward to it for sure. He not leaving Vegas without calling me Sauce.
Yes. Okay. I like that. So for those who may not know, what is the origin of the nickname Sauce?
Man, it was a thing when I was younger. You know, I was about 6 years old. You know, I was actually too young to be playing. I was like, the age group I was playing at is 7 and 8. You know, so I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember it was after a game or after a scrimmage or something like that. And Coach Tez, he was my little league coach. He just told me, man, your new name, A1 Sauce Sweet Pea Gardner. So, like, it was a long nickname. But as I got to getting older, still under his wing, it was Sauce Man, and then it was just Sauce. So, like, when I seen, like, all right, man, I'm about to go for a run. I'm about to take this football stuff far because, I mean, I was growing up in Detroit, and we didn't have everything that we needed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had the things we needed, roof over our head, food on the table, but we, like me, my siblings, we didn't have the things that we wanted all the time. So I was going to make a run at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, this Sauce, so, you know, this is me. This is the type of guy I am. You know, the swagger I have, the confidence I have. So, like, since I was younger, I was always, you know, my name's Sauce. You know, I got in college, I was my name's Sauce. This is not a cocky or arrogant thing. It's sure. Just a, you know, confident thing. You know, the swagger, you know, when I step on the field, I'm Sauce. That's, you know, right. What I'm saying? So
I do know what you're saying. Oh, yes, I know what you're saying. So what's your favorite sauce, if you have any sort of choice? And now you do. What's your favorite sauce?
I like
sauce?
All the sauces, man. You know, when your name's Sauce, you got to like all of them. But, you know, I like Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you could put it on everything.
Okay. All right. What about, like, Italian sauce? Any that sauce? You like that sauce? You like any? What about... I don't know. I guess it's all kinds of sauce out there. Apple, there's different sauces. What do you think? What do you got?
Apple sauce?
Yeah, sure. No?
I grew up eating apple sauce.
Okay, very good. I just asked a grown-ass man if he eats apple sauce. I did that, TJ, yeah.
All right,
so let's just make sure that we're giving you and your sponsor what they're looking for here. Old Spice, what are you doing with Old Spice, Sauce Gardner? What are you doing with that?
I grew up using Old Spice, so it's great. It's great to just be in the same room as them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use the Old Spice Sweat Defense Dry Spray. You know, it's 24/7 sweat protection with daily use, so I can concentrate on learning my new playbook. You know, and like I was just saying, I know I'm the best defender in the draft, but the second best defender is the Old Spice Sweat Defense Dry Spray. You know, I don't know who come after that, but I know they're second for sure.
Okay, I love it. All right, last question for you here, okay? Because I'm a diehard Jet fan, and I want you. I want you at 4. And I don't want to get you any in trouble here. And I want to make sure you're going to the right spot. But here's the deal. Jets fans, we are emotionally scarred people, Sauce, okay? We're emotionally scarred people. The trapdoor always opens up. There's a phrase that's said all the time in New York City, same old Jets. If you go to a team that says same old Jets, right, what's your response when you arrive to a team that says that?
I mean,
Sauce?
If I go to a team that say same old anything, you know, I'm going to change it because, you know, if they mean that in a bad way, you know, then I feel like I'm the change. You know, I'm the person that's going to do everything, any and everything, so that way we can win and turn the program around. You know, so yeah, that's how I feel about that. You know, I'm not going to come there and get used to the norm. If it's same old anything, and that's, they mean that in a bad way, then I'm not about to come be a part of it. I'm about to come try to change it in a great, in a better way.
Okay. So then the last thing for you is, let's just say, and I know a dream come true would be for you to be number one, number two, or number three overall. If you are, in fact, drafted by any team other than the Jets before the Jets choose, would it be a problem if I came up and made sure the commissioner did not hand you that jersey, that I intercepted you and sent you back to the green room and reversed the choice and say this cannot happen? Would that be awkward? Would that be a problem?
I don't know. I don't know, man. It might be a little awkward.
Okay.
It might be a little awkward, man.
Just look out for a guy.
Hold on. That's what you were thinking about doing, huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm known for running in a suit. So I will be suited and booted, and I will be running, even though I'm like about a half mile away. I will be running. So look out for me. Right. Have your head on a swivel, but also know if there is a green jersey handed to you fourth overall on Thursday night, Rich Eisen will be very, very happy. And so will a bunch of Jet fans. I hope that happens, Sauce.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What a pleasure meeting you. Let's make this more often, regardless of where you go. I'm looking forward to watching you ball out in the NFL.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that for sure.
Thanks for calling, Sauce Gardner. Look for my call again. I am Sauce Gardner on Twitter, at Sauce Gardner on Instagram, part of Old Spice right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's Sauce Gardner, everybody.
How'd that go for you? Are you satisfied?
Let me say something to you. Let me say something to you. Let me say something to you.
Del Tufo, long goodbye.
Say something to you. Del Tufo's giving him the Jewish goodbye. Oh, well handled, well done. The white glove treatment is. Well, you should, because it's a very important person. It's a very important person.
Normally, he yell at you for that.
Yeah, no. I have had, as you know, I've had notions before on this program. And I, as you know, when I get an idea and I get a notion, it's very difficult for me to get off it. I'm still trying to give Matt Ryan the natural nickname over your wishes, intentions, all good, and begging me to stop.
Over a decade.
But there are some times where I'll back off, where I'll admit that this is the wrong thing. You know, like, don't break up your team for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I mean, you got Harbaugh hired at Michigan.
I've spoken things into
existence. You know what I mean?
So I understand that. But there are things where I would back. You tell me that guy isn't what the Jets need. You tell me. Tell me. Tell me right now. That guy isn't the exact human being the Jets need. Somebody that Salah could put on the back end of his defense. Salah had Richard Sherman. He had the genuine article there for a couple years. And that's the comp for Sauce. It's 6'3". Somebody from Detroit who works his ass off, who's studying as a Cincinnati Bearcat film. Even when his coaches are saying you're too young to get in there. So when he gets in there and cover three, he's taking one the other way. I'll take Tyreek Hill. I haven't given up a touchdown since I can't remember when. And the same old Jets. He's going to erase all that. And I know there have been people before him, like culture changers, like the Preds. Jamal Adams, I get it. Sharpie. Right now, Joe Douglas's hand, write it. Send it in. And then if he's chosen before, you still send it in and say, recount.
Demand a recount.
Yeah. I strenuously object.
I strenuously object.
Turn the machines back on.
You strenuously object. I get it. Right? I will say that this is rigged. It's rigged.
Oh, well, easy, Rich.
I'm going to go the big lie.
easy.
That's how crazy I am for this guy.
Brotman, I could care less what the Jets need. I'm just sitting here thinking, could he drop to 24? Is there a chance?
Not a shot on planet 21. Not a shot on planet Sauce. 21. I'm nervous he might not be there. I'm nervous the Texans will take him. Why wouldn't the Texans want him?
He said he talked to them.
Why wouldn't Lovie Smith want to take him?
They need to trade down and get more picks.
Who, the Jets?
No, the Texans.
Oh,
but I feel
right. Like. No, the Jets are fine in terms of number of picks. They've got, what do they got?
The Jets are fine.
They've got four out of the first, what? Let me get this correct.
But as DJ would say, the Texans is a Noah's Ark situation.
Jets have four of the first 38. They're good. They don't need to trade down.
No, you're good.
Take one at four. Take one at 10, unless the 10 is for Debo. We'll talk about that when we come back. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. John Lynch spoke. Interesting, who did not speak yesterday on the Debo Samuel situation. That's next before Kyle Hamilton and Kyle Brandt joins us. Hour two is about the Kyles. And you at 844-204-RICH. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Great chat with Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be a terrific pro. Knock on wood for him. Kyle Hamilton, another guy who's got a huge upside, and Garrett Wilson, both joining us on the program shortly. So, Debo Samuel, what's up with him? 48 hours plus now until the draft begins. Again, I just do not see the 49ers trading this guy. I do not see the 49ers acceding to his wishes. And I know that's the way things are going in the NFL. Star player, certainly star wideout, says, I want out. I want to go somewhere else. And they have been accommodated. So the 49ers had their pre-draft press conference yesterday, and John Lynch did it solo. No Kyle Shanahan. Interesting. And this was John Lynch had to say when the subject of Debo Samuel's trade request came up.
I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Debo. You put yourself through the exercises of, you know, you, even though we don't have a first round pick, you have to be thorough in this process and prepare for everything. And so you go through and do that. He's just too good of a player. I mean, you think of 2019, the 36th pick, to come up with someone like Debo who, you know, to me, has just been a game changing player for our franchise. You know, I've told Debo this. I think he's the perfect illustration. Herm Edwards used to talk about when will meets skill, you've got the opportunity to be special. And I think Debo probably embodies that as much as anyone. He's got tremendous will. He's a very talented player. I think by virtue of the way he plays, it's inspiring. And so to me, that you know, entails leadership. You know, do you make people around you better? He checks that box. He's a great teammate, and, you know, I think of things like prior to games, I get out there, and he's always throwing the ball with the fans. I think he's been a great member of our community, so we've got nothing but love for him and nothing but appreciation for what he's bought, but you just don't let guys like that walk. So, you know, I can't envision a scenario where we would.
Yeah, I can't envision a scenario where we would. I don't blame you, John Lynch. As Daniel Jeremiah, my draft colleague, Combine colleague, NFL Network colleague, said yesterday on the program, I remember this, at the 2020 draft. We were talking going in 2021 draft last year. We did it again, and we might do it again this year. Who knows? We haven't gotten to Vegas yet. A segment called Finding Debo. Right? Like, who can come out of the draft that can do what Deebo Samuel does? And find their way to a team with a coach who knows how to do the right thing for that player. We're all just guessing. We are guessing as to why Deebo Samuel wants out. Can't be because the team can't win. I understand that it's a new quarterback there, and I told everyone don't take the cheese that he wants to leave Trey Lance. That's why he's out. He's not working out with Trey Lance right now as the team is, you know, doing their Trey Lance is doing what all quarterbacks do, which is having a bunch of players together to get on the same page. John Lynch said that they feel that Trey Lance is ready, so let's discard that whole, well, Jimmy G might start again anyway. It's going to be Trey Lance's show, and having Deebo there will be so crucial for it. Don't take that cheese unless you want to believe Devontae Adams left because he wanted to get away from Aaron Rodgers, and Tyreek Hill left because he wanted to get away from Patrick Mahomes. That's ridiculous, obviously. So let's not apply this here. It can't be that he wants to be on the East Coast. He's spending his time training in Los Angeles. Wouldn't he spend his time all the time on the East Coast if he, you know, didn't want to play on the West Coast? I don't know. It's possible. All of these things are correct. Latest thing is good is that he and Shanahan aren't good. Because why else would Kyle Shanahan not be at the pre-draft conversation with the media, as he was last year? Lynch said that he was grinding tape on the 61st overall pick. That's their first pick this year because of all the picks that they gave up to go get Lance last year. So he said that he's grinding tape. You'd think he would have been grinding tape on the 3rd overall pick last year, but he was at the press conference. And I think you could absolutely say that Kyle Shanahan not being there yesterday is part of, let's not give this any more of a news cycle than we need. Let's not give Deebo anything more to either harden his stance or not. It's not like Kyle can't choose his words appropriately. He just, as you know, he holds press conferences like he's attached to sodium pentothal, as we like to say, and I love it.
I don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow.
I know, like, we could all be dead in 30 minutes, yeah. So why would Deebo want to be here? I don't, you know what I mean? Who the hell knows? But there's no, like, it didn't, clearly the Niners and Shanahan made a conscious decision to have him grind tape on the 61st overall pick and have John Lynch be out there because there had to be something that they wanted to make sure didn't add anything to the media conversation to this. So just not even having coach there removes that. Let Lynch say what he said and then move on. And I think the moving on is going to be holding on to him and making sure everything as it currently is remains intact for when the draft goes and Deebo is sitting wherever he's sitting. And it washes over him that the Niners are not trading him and that they all come together and the now what part of this conversation on the same page with him, incredibly enriched. That's the way I'm viewing this right now. Could be wrong. Daniel Jeremiah said yesterday he thinks over the weekend that wasn't going to happen. Now he's thinking it could. Hold on, man, the next 48 hours. But I think the holding on is going to be the Niners on Deebo. I would do it. I wouldn't envision something either if I was John Lynch or anyone in the 49ers. The two Kyles, Hamilton and Brandt of Notre Dame and Good Morning Football coming up. Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. Take his phone call right here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Chris?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
So what's up?
Well, listen, I have two things for you. First of all, I've never heard Honey Bun used the way you used it regarding Harden honey bunning his way out of Brooklyn.
I used it as a verb, I think, right? Isn't that, I don't know, that I verbed it, right?
Yeah, you verbed it. Yeah. I'm just wondering if that's something I missed, if that's an idiom or whatever that I've...
No, I think, Chris, you want
to... Well, it refers to the actual treat of honey bun and also, you know, stacks of cash.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, I was just wondering if you guys saw this... movie today. I think the best picture race is over. The Rams published this draft video.
Yes.
With Josh Holloway.
Yes, from Lost.
Lawyer from lost as Les Snead and Dennis Quaid as Stan Kroenke.
Scott Eastwood as Sean McVay. I saw that. Yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah, I just want to know if you guys saw that. And,
we did.
Ready for the Rams to run it back.
We did. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. We did see that video.
It's awesome.
We haven't run. It's like almost 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost 3 minutes.
I don't know if we, you know.
Scott Eastwood is in it, and Tyrese is in it. It's kind of like Fast and the Furious meets Ocean's 11.
They also have Aaron Donald in it and Cooper Kupp in it and a handful of players.
Jalen Ramsey.
Van Jefferson in a van, which yep. is very funny.
Yep.
Stafford's in it. Aaron Donald drops an S-bomb in it, which I thought was – I guess they wanted a PG-13 rating for it.
A little edgy.
Josh Holloway from Lost as Les Snead. There's a few people on planet Earth that gets my wife, Susie, audibly going, oh, when they see
Holloway's on the list.
Holloway's on, Brad Pitt's on the list.
Yep.
Josh Holloway's on that list.
He's got the hair to match.
For Les Snead,
so
yeah.
It was perfect. Yeah.
So it's
great. I've watched it like so twice. Funny. It's amazing. It's well done by
it
all
is
around.
So
Rams
funny.
Rams House production. Well done.
As the Rams don't have a first round selection, by the way, for a seventh straight year.
Well, they have time to hang out in the Malibu.
Apparently,
house
I'm told it's not Malibu this
no,
year.
No, they moved it.
Looks like it's in the hills.
It's in the Hollywood
it's actually
hills,
in the video.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, is that it?
That's the house that the Rams. Yeah. They posted something with the Selling Sunset guys.
You didn't get invited, Brock. I'm going.
Oh man.
They sold his ticket to somebody else.